Hello, my name is Alex Benestelli. I am the Director of Music at Calvary Episcopal Church in Williamsville.
While weekends are always busy for church choirs, Alex Benestelli's choir has extra duties this weekend. They'll be performing on stage with the Rolling Stones at Ralph Wilson Stadium. You can't tell me what song or songs you're going to be performing.
No, we have to leave something for suspense.
All right. Can you tell me yes or no? Are you going to be doing the choir portion of You Can't Always Get What You Want? No comment?
No comment.
All right.
Trying to trick me here. I see what's going on.
Another question. How does a choir from Williamsville earn the chance to perform in front of 70,000 people with the legendary Rolling Stones? For Benestelli, it comes from a professional connection developed when he was a grad student at the University of Southern California.
I worked with a great friend and colleague named Susie Digby. We worked together in Los Angeles, and Susie runs the London Youth Chorus, and she's from the UK. And she, her choir has performed with the Rolling Stones before, and they asked her to coordinate a choir for each stop on their North American tour.
Though the area has dozens of church choirs, Benestelli says his is just one of three with a full-time choir director. With a mix of students and adults, Benestelli believes the Calvary Episcopal Choir consistently displays its range and ability. He was eager to offer a sample.
The piece I sent you is the 23rd Psalm, a setting by Bobby McFerrin, and it's something that I introduced to the choir last year, and it's become one of our favorites. Chanting is something that we do a lot of at the church, and particularly an Anglican chant where you have four-part harmony. It takes a lot of breathing together and just a lot of concentration that to look at a chant above and sing the words which are below, and to do that all at the same time in the same rhythm as almost a pattern of speech.
Performing for a congregation of 200 on a Sunday morning is one matter. Staying focused amidst the din of 70,000 fans led by a raucous rock and roll band is another. Benestelli expects his choir to be focused, and they'll also receive technical assistance from concert sound technicians.
The choir will be using a system called a click track, which is a little piece that goes in each person's ear. And then from backstage, they can give you a pitch, a starting pitch, as well as the tempo, so you'll hear click, 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 and then you're ready to go. And so we don't have to use our pitch pipes or tuning forks out there on the stage.
What kind of advice are you offering for me? You have some experience with this from your time in Los Angeles and things along those lines, but what about for these people who haven't even come close to something like this? What is your advice to them?
Well, first of all, just to have fun. It's going to be a great time. It's a great opportunity for them. You know, we all are so grateful. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and so first of all, just to have fun, and then second, don't screw up.
Are you a Stones fan?
You know, my father was a huge Stones fan, and as I was growing up playing the piano and into classical music and symphonies, he was always encouraging me to branch out and learn more about popular music and rock. And so this is pretty great.
Did you ever play You Can't Always Get What You Want on the organ?
I can't confirm or deny that.
We won't know until this weekend what the Calvary Episcopal Choir will be performing with the Rolling Stones, but for 70,000 fans at Ralph Wilson Stadium, they will get what they want, a chance to watch and hear rock and roll's legends one more time. For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find